Welcome to Sanhedrin Perek Ches Mishnah Beis, Chapter 8, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues talking about the Ben Sarimara, the wayward child, and it discusses some of the prerequisites for the gluttony that we see in this young man that would ultimately lead him astray. So the Mishnah says like this, Me'emasai Chayiv. When does the Ben Sarimara become Chayiv? When does he become liable to skila, to stoning, to death? Once he eats in one shot a tartemar of meat, which is about 50 dinars weight, and a chatzi log yain ha'italki, half a log, which is in a measurement of yain ha'italki, of fine wine, Italian wine. That wine is considered a premier wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, mane basar velog yain. He has to eat twice as much as the previous opinion. He has to eat a mana of basar and a log of yain, which is a tremendous amount of meat and wine. And the Mishnah continues, but even so, even if he does eat that he's not allowed to eat it, he does have that type of gluttony, but achab echaburas mitzvah, if he ate and the setting was a setting of a mitzvah, like a wedding or a bris, achab ibur achodesh, or even a meal that the court used to make when they would have add another day to the month. And the reason they would do that is to let everyone know that it was an additional day to the month. Now, actually, at that meal, they didn't used to eat wine. They would eat bread and legumes. But still, since he's at a suras mitzvah, at a mitzvah, a meal of a mitzvah, that does not count like his gluttony. Let's say he ate maser sheni, Yerushalayim, maser sheni. We talked about this in the past, but it's a tithe that's separated in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the sabbatical cycle. And it's 10% of one's produce that's brought to Yerushalayim, or is sold, and the money is brought and used in Yerushalayim. So this fellow ate that the meat from the, or the wine from the money of Maser Sheni. Or, Achal Nevelo Satrefos, the meat that he ate was a Nevelo, which is an animal that wasn't slaughtered by Jewish law. Or a trefa is an animal that was slaughtered, but they found some type of physical imperfection or blemish inside of it. Shkatzim or Remasim, let's say the fellow ate Shkatzim or Remasim, which are creeping, crawly things. And he ate something that's a mitzvah to eat, even rabbinically, or something that's an aveira, something that's a prohibition to eat, even rabbinically, such as if he eats on a fast day. He ate gluttonous, but there was no meat. He drank many different liquids, but he didn't drink wine. He does not become a ben saru umora until he eats meat, but he eats yain and he drinks wine, as it says in the pasuk, zoylel v'soyve. Zoylel is a person that's gluttonous in eating, and soyve is a person that is gluttonous when it comes to drinking. Even though we don't see explicitly in the Torah that the word zoel and sove are used for meat and wine, we do find a verse in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Shenemar, as it says in Proverbs chapter 23, King Solomon writes that a person should not be besove yain, those people that are gluttonous in wine, and those people that eat meat ravenously, it's not good for a person. So the bottom line is, if you think about it, it's quite difficult to become a ben sarah mora. A person has to eat a tremendous amount of meat and wine within the ages 13 to 13 and 3 months. And it can't be meat that's from a mitzvah. It can't be meat that's not kosher. It has to be kosher meat in a non-mitzvah setting. Again, another requirement necessary to restrict a person from becoming an actual ben sarah mora, an actual wayward child. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your week.